you may want to tune into the TV because AT&T Sportsnet has a really, they debuted a great special this week.
And I think it's really important for people that don't know that so many barriers have been broken here in Pittsburgh. And this one is as significant as any. And AT&T Sportsnet debuted on Monday, Chuck Cooper, Hall of Famer and Barrier Breaker. And we are honored to have his son on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Chuck Cooper III. Chuck, how you doing?
Good morning. It's a great day when I get a chance to hang out on my favorite show with two great people.
Yes, flattery will get you everywhere.
Are you available to come back on the show on Monday?
Thanks, gentlemen.
So we'll not steal your thunder. For those that don't know, the barrier broken by your dad, very significant and recognized around the country and around the world.
Yeah, back in 1950, he was an All-American basketball player at Duquesne University. And, you know, through the research of our book that we released last year with my co-author David Pinoli, Chuck Cooper Breaking Barriers, we learned so much about his incredible career that I didn't even know. He was the second African-American consensus All-American in NCAA college basketball history. But in April of 1950, The owners were at the draft in the Smokefield Room of Chicago. Walter Brown, the owner of the Celtics, stands up and says, Boston takes Chuck Cooper, the All-American out of Duquesne. One of the other owners said, you can't take him, he's colored. And Walter Brown said, I don't give a damn if he's striped, polka-dotted out of plaid. Boston takes Chuck Cooper. And that integrated basketball and changed the game forever.
That's amazing.
That's tremendous. Did your father ever talk about the stresses that he felt because of that draft pick or the significance that he felt?
Well, he was certainly proud. You know, he loved the game. He was on a mission. He never imagined that it would lead to the NBA because there was nobody in the league that looked like him. But so he was incredibly proud of it. You know, unfortunately, we're talking about not Pittsburgh, but 1950 in America, and things were tough, you know. The one of the differences I like to always draw between my father's story and Jackie Robinson's story, though, is Jackie didn't get support from his teammates. My dad got incredible support from the Boston Celtics organization and the players. You know, he developed some great relationships with Hall of Famers and all, you know, guys like Bob Cousy. So he really got supported by his team. But he had to face, you know, not being able to sleep in the same hotel with the team and having to travel back to Boston because of that. It's a famous story where Bob Cousy joined them, and you know they were feeling pretty good about going back and getting ready for the next game. But then when they get to the train station, they look up and see a sign. They were going to go to the bathroom together, and they saw the signs that said, "No, you got to go this way, and you got to go that way." And Bob Cousy tells a story in a documentary. You know, he was incredibly embarrassed by that.
I can't imagine. And we have seen so many films as of recent that talk about other people that have broken the barriers. We had Smokey Robinson on, Chuck, a few months ago. And you know, Smokey's responsible for like 4,000 songs as a performer, writer, or producer. And he talked about
incredible.
The times back in the day when, you know, somebody like him, who's a Hall of Famer in two Hall of Fames, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame and some others, he had the same experience. And overcoming that is what's really impressive in keeping on and keeping going. I wonder what your dad would think of the NBA and sports now. I'm sure you have imagined that many times.
I think he would really feel proud that the league, you know, the NBA is one of the most diverse leagues in all professional sports. And now we're starting to see, you know, more coaches, more people in the front office. Michael Jordan is the owner now. So I think he'd be proud to know that, you know, the sacrifice, what he endured, you know, paid off and he opened that door because the early African-American pioneers almost across the board, one thing they didn't want to do was, you know, take the opportunity, get in the league and then do something that messes up for someone else coming up behind them. So I think he would really be proud that we're moving in the right direction. But I also think he would recognize that we certainly have a long way to go.
And Chuck Cooper, Hall of Famer and Barrier Breaker, is the special on AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. It debuted on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and you can catch it again tomorrow at 4 p.m. and on Sunday at noon as well. And they'll be playing it throughout January and February as well. Tell us a little bit about your dad after his basketball career.
So, you know, the first thing he did was he got back to Pittsburgh, and, you know, he loved the city. And with everything that's going on in the city, you can tell the city loves him back. But the first thing he did was he left the NBA. He went to the University of Minnesota and got his master's degree. And that was a good part, because when he came home, he couldn't find a position that would, you know, put him in a position to run and direct and have an impact. So he did that, and, you know, worked in several nonprofit organizations and really tried to help make a difference in the community. Became the first African-American city department director, appointed by then-Mayor Pete Flaherty, which unfortunately came with death threats. But then he became the first urban affairs officer at PNC's predecessor, Pittsburgh National Bank. And Jim Moore, you know, one of their former presidents and CEO, credits him with implementing some policy that's still being used today. So, you know, he was very impactful. And all throughout his life, he really poured into the Pittsburgh community.
I know we have a long way to go in, you know, becoming more equitable for everybody, and certainly Pittsburgh needs a lot of work too, but there have been tremendous strides made. What did you think Wednesday when you saw Kamala Harris, a woman of color, become the vice president?
Incredible. You know, when I saw that, you know, I was extremely proud that America is really starting to embrace leadership and greatness, because that's exactly what she is. She's a great person. She's a leader. And then the young woman who gave the speech, you know, reminded me that, you know, there's a star born every day, and there's great people born every day. And, you know, if we can just get the part, you know, Martin Luther King said it best, if we could really begin to judge people on the content of their character, boy, we would be living in a lovely world.
Did you see that young woman you speak of, a poet laureate, 23 years old? You know what I thought, Chuck? She's the new Maya Angelou.
And beyond. I'm yeah. telling you, she's wonderful. Wonderful. And the message behind, you know, is really about unity and coming together and moving forward. You know, being brave enough, you know, to accept change, and just a beautiful, beautiful oration. You know, I watched it again a couple of times yesterday. Just a beautiful job.
You got to invite her to your next fundraiser for the Chuck Cooper Foundation, by the way, celebrating 10 years.
I have an idea.
I probably won't be able to afford her now.
Yeah.
You could. How about this? You could invite her, Chuck, to something that you'll be very proud of and feel great pride later this summer. There's a little project on the Duquesne University campus that you're going to be very proud to unveil coming up. Can you tell us about that $45 million renovation? Maybe invite that young lady there for that.
The house your dad built.
Well, hey, UPMC Cooper Fieldhouse. I was there just the other day. I got down there just in time to see them put the ENAR up in Cooper. So it was just a special thing. But, hey, that's a beautiful facility. Duquesne should be extremely proud of what they've done. It reminds me of PNC Park. I don't think there's a better venue to watch a basketball game in this region. And I'm not just saying that because my dad's name is on the building. It's just a beautiful facility. So much glass, and the view that you get of the Lower Hill and downtown, that thriving business region. It's just a fantastic facility. People are going to want to come just to see the facility. And then with the Deuce, with my man, Coach Keith Danbrot, you know, starting to, you know, win some games. I know this has been a tough year, so I wouldn't judge anybody on COVID year, right?
But yeah, he coached another good basketball player. I think his name is
LeBron James.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's it. Well, listen, Chuck, you have to be so proud. And I want people to know, when they see that name on the building there at the campus of Duquesne, the man behind the name, you can learn a lot. Chuck Cooper, Hall of Famer, Barrier Breaker. It's on AT&T Sportsnet again this weekend, and we appreciate you taking time. And if we can help you with the foundation, you let us know.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.